This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, hour number two. Oh, I asked that question. Do you want me to be, if Michigan can win tomorrow? Yes, that will do it. That will do it. Hi, everybody. I'm in for Mike. Mike back next week. Rico's right there. Kenny's right there. Hour number two of the program. And happy opening day, Rico.
Yeah, happy opening day out in L.A. Then we get to have the opening day in Detroit next week.
A week from tomorrow.
Sounds like good weather.
It does. Like 55 to 60 and sunny.
No snow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Is it opening day with no snow?
Yes.
It is.
It's a lot better. I remember it was a couple of years ago. Jerome Bettis threw out the first pitch. And I think it was like 70 degrees that day. It was beautiful.
That is the minority. Like literally, it's usually like 42, overcast, freezing, but it's opening rain. Day. So it feels like it's 70.
Yeah. Rain, miserable weather. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Miggy hits a home run in the snow.
Best shape of his life.
Yeah.
Baez hits a walk-off double. Says he loves Detroit, and then nobody loves him back.
He still loves Detroit.
Oh, he definitely loves Detroit. Yeah. He loves the organization. I bet
just
you he'll go to spring training.
2 weeks. Who wouldn't love that?
All right, so we thought it would be fun because it is opening day. We simply want your expectations for this team. Because on one hand, I think there's a lot of people that are like, oh my God, this is your team. Ryan Kreidler's your everyday center fielder. Javi Baez can be a defensive replacement. Torres stinks at second and refuses to play third. Torque could be out in right field. Like, the sky is falling. This is going to be an embarrassment. How does this team look like this team after what happened last year? That's a select group of people. Some people believe that. Other people are like, dude, Central blows. We're the best team in the Central. We spent the most money. And sure, lineup, fielding, disarray. But guess what? Have you got to look at our rotation? Skubal, Flaherty, Olsen, Job, Mize. Like, nobody's beating that rotation. We'll win with pitching. We're going to be fine. Eventually, Meadows comes back. Eventually, Vaerling comes back. And we will win the AL Central. And I think a select group of people think like that. And then there's a lot of people that are probably right in the middle that we're curious what the hell you're thinking.
Wait and see.
That wait and see, let it play out, as John Jansen says in the morning. I'm curious where people are at. We want your expectations. If you look on FanGraphs or your favorite gambling site, this team is expected to win anywhere from 81.5 to 83.5 games. Okay? This team is expected to fight for the AL Central. Jeff Passan the other day said, I'm picking the Tigers to win the AL Central, when he said he was going to pick the Twins instead. So I'm curious, as we are 3.5, 4 hours away from opening pitch against the defending world champs, the team that isn't afraid to spend money, the Dodgers. You get to see Ohtani versus Skubal today, lefty versus lefty. Don't get any better than that. I'm curious where people are at. What are your expectations for this baseball team? And I'm not going to poison the well. I'll just give you a couple facts. You'll give us a couple facts. And what does the general average Tiger fan believe this team is going to achieve this season?
You giving us the facts now?
Well, I got some facts.
Okay.
Here's some of what I consider. Do you want the train wreck facts first, or do you want why they could be good?
Okay. Let's be positive.
Well, I think positive is the rotation, right? Tarik Skubal is the defending Cy Young champion. Jack Flaherty, you got him back, and he never pitched better than he pitched for Detroit last year. Reese Olson is totally healthy. And if you remember, Reese Olson was great before he got injured. He was awesome. And then he got injured, and he wasn't quite as effective, and the postseason was kind of a nightmare. But Reese Olson is back, and he changed his hairdo, too. He doesn't have, like, that mullet-looking thing. You know, he doesn't look like a 12-year-old kid anymore. It looks like he's growing up a little bit. So Olson's going to be good. We're all excited to see Job. And Casey Mize almost had a zero ERA in the spring. So he's throwing harder. His stuff looks like it's breaking more. The Tigers like his shapes. And this is a guy that was, of course, the former first overall pick of the draft. So the rotation looks good. Okay? Mm-hmm. Spencer Torkelson worked his way on this team. Dude hit .344 in April, or in the spring, rather. And Scott Harris talked about it. AJ Hinch talked about it. They said, listen, you're not going to be on this team unless you make this team. And if you do, there's a role for you on this team. He went out. He cut the BS. He's more athletic in the box. And he looks better. He made the team. That could be a reason for total optimism. And then the third thing is, your division sucks.
Yeah.
Like, as bad as the Tigers might be, in your opinion, the Twins, they didn't spend any money. And they're always banged up. The Guardians got even worse. They traded away Naylor. They traded away Jimenez. The White Sox are a freaking joke. And the Royals, once again, Pasquantino's hurt. And they're old. So I think even if the Tigers stink, they're going to be right in the thick of things to win this division. So that's some of the positive. What'd you like?
Robert Grau, the fact is that you do have the pitching staff, and you're in a division where you don't have to light it up. You're in a division where you can go through losing streaks and still not be out of it. I know the bar is low, okay? But sometimes it's good to be next to that, to be living in that low bar neighborhood, that you don't have to be as good as, you know, you're not in a division with the Yankees and the Red Sox and all that. You're just here. If you can get to and stay within 500 so that when Parker Meadows comes back, I think that will be the catapult. You have to, you can't start the year off. Like this cliche goes, you can't win the World Series in April and May.
But you sure in the hell can lose it.
But you can lose it. You can't just fall on your face. Stay competitive, stay close to 500 as possible, and everybody pray to God that Parker Meadows comes back as soon as possible.
So you're feeling pretty good about things right now.
I am.
You're feeling good about things. All right. Now let's make you feel a little worse. All right? And we want your expectations. What do you choose to believe, that this team's going to be a train wreck or that this team is going to exceed expectations and win the AL Central? 248-539-9797. And we'll take some reasons if you have some. Here's some of the negative. Lineup card hasn't come out. But I watched a Zoom yesterday with AJ Hinch and Scott Harris, the president. And Ryan Kreidler is going to be pretty much your everyday center fielder, because they have injuries everywhere else. Kreidler has played, take a guess, how many major league innings at center field for Ryan Kreidler?
Jeez. I don't know.
Three.
Okay.
Three. How many minor league starts at center field for Kreidler?
Let's just go with three.
20.
Okay.
20. A little better. 20. He's going to be your everyday center fielder. And because you needed Kreidler on this team, who, by the way, might become a defensive replacement at short late in the game, because you needed Kreidler on this team, Justin Henry Molloy got sent down to the minors.
Because you didn't need a bunch of DHs.
And that's a dude that can work an account. That's a dude that can get a walk. That's a Scott Harris, eye at the plate kind of guy, but he can't play defense. So, unfortunately, he is down, and Kreidler, who can't hit to save his life, is up. Okay?
But you need defense.
Here's the other thing. Riley Green's probably your best option to play center field. If you put Riley in center, I understand they're afraid he's going to get injured. Riley in center, you could bring Jay Hennen play left. He's not a great defender, but at least he can hit. And you don't need Kreidler on this team. But they're afraid to put Riley in center, so they put him in left, which, by the way, he's a really good left fielder. But you got some issues. Your other issues, negatively, is you got a second baseman that's a better third baseman, but instead wants to play second, so refuses to play third, and led the league in errors at second base the last couple years. You got a first baseman that has never played first before until the spring in Colt Keith, and he had a bunch of errors in the spring at first base. You got Frankenstein over at shortstop, whether it's Trey Sweeney or whether it's Zach McKinstry, who, by the way, can't hit either, or maybe it's Javi Baez. And then at third base, you got a train wreck as well. Is it Ibanez? Is it McKinstry? Is it Baez? Oh, and by the way, yesterday on the Zoom that I talked about, Scott Harris and AJ Hinch said late in the innings, if the Tigers happen to be up by a couple runs, it could be Baez that goes out to center field to be a defensive replacement and cry. Kreidler can come in. Some of the negative. There you go. So what do you choose to believe? Do you believe the positives will outweigh the negatives? The negatives outweigh the positives?
No, I think that your pitching staff will have to make up for a lot of mistakes. Your pitching staff will have to make up for the fact that there's so many holes out in the field that, my goodness, it's not just the fact that you won't play Riley Green because you're afraid he's going to get hurt too. You should never have to play out of fear, but they're playing out of fear. Can't have him go down because then what are we?
So I thought about that, and they're right, by the way. Riley Green has an injury history. He dives, not his fault, but he dives all the time, and they're worried that if he dives in a spacious center field that he'll get injured, and he probably will. With that being said, I understand what they're thinking because he's a really good defensive left fielder and he probably is your best hitter on the team. So you can't get him injured. With that being said, by not allowing him to play center field, and they said they'll tinker, at times he will, but by not allowing him to usually play center field, that means you got Ryan Kreidler playing center field who can't hit. We know he can't hit and we don't know that he can play center field.
And Rieger, this is why...
By the way, Torque could be in right.
This is why I'm hoping that somehow or another we can get to June and this team's still around 500.
And I hear you.
Because then you got Parker Meadows coming back, and maybe that is going to be a stabilizing force.
Have you seen the schedule for the month, though?
I have.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
You're going to be playing the White Sox at least once. At least there's three
there
games.
There we go. Okay, let's celebrate that.
There's three games.
So I want you to speak for the Tiger fans. What do you think the average, and we'll take the calls, phone lines are lighting up, 248-539-9797. What do you believe the average Tiger fan expects this season? Will they focus on the negatives, which I think I've laid out for you, or will they focus on the positives, which I gave you a couple of those as well?
You know what, Rieger? It's not a cop-out, but I think this is the one time, and maybe this is the one time only, Tiger fans are an incomplete. Tiger fans are I don't know what to expect. I don't know what this team is. It literally is the Abbott and Costello skit of who's on first.
What's on second?
Right.
I don't know who's on third.
Right. You don't know who is playing where. It's like AJ's just going to put the lineup in a bag, shuffle it up, and just say, all right, pick whatever position you get, and that's what you're going to play. Well, you don't know. So I think this year, a lot of Tiger fans, maybe like me, I got to wait and see. Like other sports, you could say, hey, Lions, I need to see this record. You know, Wings, you got to make the playoffs. Pistons, you got to make. Tigers, don't embarrass yourself. Can you win some game? Can you be 500 when Meadows gets back? That's, to me, That's the goal. I'm breaking the season up in small bites. First bite, just stay around 500. That's all I'm asking for.
So just so you know, AJ Hinch in the Zoom yesterday, it was like 9 minutes. It was pretty informational. AJ said, well, it's not like we haven't prepared for these guys to play everywhere. You know what it feels like? Here's what it feels like to me. It feels like a little league team where, hey, Javi, you get to play in center. And cool. You want to play first base? Okay. And here's the other thing. Why are we touting outfield defense like this is so important? Ryan Kreidler makes the team because we think he can play center when your infield defense is horrendous.
Rieger, it feels a lot like, and bear with me here, but it feels a lot like.
Barron.
You know what? I'll give it to you next.
Okay. Rico will give you his thought next. And do you choose the positive or the negative? You as a Tiger fan, today is opening day. We are not being negative. We're not being positive. We're just being us. 97 on the ticket.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, how you feeling about the Tigers? Less than 4 hours away from opening day in Los Angeles, Chavez Ravine, Dodger Stadium, where I hear that you better leave now if you want to get to the ballpark for first pitch, and you better be prepared to be in traffic 4 hours after the game. I hear it's a bitch to go to a Dodgers game.
I've driven past it, never been there. Yeah.
Kind of like a hole in the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, it's their hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, it's like the third oldest stadium in Major League Baseball behind Fenway and Wrigley. But how are you feeling? Do you choose to focus on the positive or do you choose to focus on the negative? And by the way, first home run of the season, Austin Wells for the Yankees has the first home run in 2025.
So this means that the announcer has to make the obligatory. He's on pace to get 162 home runs this year.
I hope they do.
I hope they don't.
He is.
I look at this, but I was going to mention before the break, I look at this Tiger team and it reminds me a lot with all the injuries, Rieger. It kind of parallels the Lions at the end where they had to rely on the offense because the defense, it just seems like people were falling left and right. You got to rely on this pitching staff. They have to come out there and get it done. They can't afford to have a bad day ever. That's not fair. But when you're looking at everybody who's the other eight behind you, the other seven behind you, it's not a vote of confidence. You just got to go out there and you have to strike people out. So you have a good pitching staff. Chris Fetter has worked miracles. That's why I keep saying, stay 500. If you can get above that, great. You're in a bad division. Buy yourself some time. Just don't fall on your face. Now, you don't get to play the White Sox like you did last year. It seemed like they played them like 10 times in the first 12 games. You don't get that
luxury. You still
luxury.
Get to play them 18, 16 times.
Right.
So, you know,
but I mean,
16
last year
guaranteed wins.
Last year they jumped out the gate and you started like, oh, okay. And then, you know, not so good. But then they bounced back at the end. Just, it's going to be on the pitching staff. This pitching staff can go out there and get it done. Then, yes, I will feel better about this team. But right now, I don't have a feeling because this team looks incomplete. So I can't give them a grade because they don't seem like they're there.
Well, you had a great question, though.
Oh.
You had a great positive question.
Yes.
We'll take your calls. And by the way, I screwed it up. Ohtani hit a home run in Tokyo. So Austin Wells has the second home run of the season. Okay. Or maybe there were more home runs than I even read. Anybody watch those games? They were 6 in the morning. Come on. Do those count?
You didn't watch them?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Set the alarm clock.
Better man than me. All right, go on.
All right, so Tigers. Spring training. Some Tigers had some success in spring training, one of which I think we all kind of wrote off. But of these three Tigers who had success this spring, which one do you think can continue and keep it going through the regular season?
Oh, this is exciting. I like this.
Spencer Torkelson, Torque.
Yeah.
In 19 games, he hit a batting average of .340. He had 17 hits, 5 home runs. He had an OPS of 1.069.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's amazing. If he does that, he's MVP.
Casey Mize pitched in 6 games, 19 innings pitched. gave up 11 hits, 4 runs. He had an ERA of 1.89, 25 strikeouts, a whip of 1.
Okay.
Jackson Jobe, 16.1 innings pitched, gave up 6 runs, had an ERA of 3.86. He had 16 strikeouts, a whip of 0.98. Of those three, Torque, Mize, Jobe, who rolls this thing over and continues that success in the regular season?
I noticed you didn't bring up Baez, who had a 184 average and a 647 OPS.
What? See, he can't help himself, Kenny.
Well, it's ridiculous that Javi's on this team. But of the three,
I go Torque, Jobe. Mize, Jobe.
I don't trust Torque at all, despite having a really good spring, and he should be celebrated for that. He made this team when they didn't want him to make the team. So I don't believe he's all that clutch. I don't think he's going to have a good season. I don't believe in him, so I'm going to say no to him. Jackson Jobe, I would say yes. I mean, that guy's so electric. Now, he might have some rookie pains for sure.
Right.
But I do believe, as far as fourth starters go in rotations, I think he could be one of the best in all of baseball. I don't think he's going to be Paul Skeens, but the spin rate is insane. The arm is electric. I say Jackson Jobe's the one I believe in the most. Casey Mize, like, you just say no because he's coming off the injuries and it seems like he's been a bust and the Tigers wanted to haggle with him over $18,000. But he's throwing harder, and according to them, the shapes look great, and everything has improved with Casey Mize. So I would say my most confident, Jobe. Second most confident is Mize, and third is Torque, who I am not confident in the least. But see, I hope he proves me wrong.
Now, see, Torque is the one that I'm most confident in.
Interesting.
I think Torque is a guy that just needed to see himself hit the ball. I think that he needed that confidence. I think that he was going up to the plate, striking out, just not clutch at all. And then the frustration kicked in, and then he started to overcompensate, and then he started to basically battle himself in his own head. This spring, he started to look natural again. He started to look like that guy that they drafted. So, yeah, I think that for him, it's like a shooter. Once you see the ball start going in the net, okay, I feel confident again. Now I'm back. I think in Torque's case, Torque feels like he's back. I don't think he's going to, you know, extrapolate those numbers for the regular season.
No.
But, yes, he is somebody that I think he was already told, you're probably not going to make the team. Everybody got injured. Oh, wait, just kidding. You're going to make the team now. He goes out in spring training, gets it done.
Maybe he needed that. Maybe he needed to stare the end of his career in his face, right? And realize, like, wow, if I don't start producing.
Because remember, he didn't want to do any of the mechanics. He didn't want to do all the special things that the Tigers wanted him to do, you know, with the state-of-the-art batting cages. Nah, I can do it on my own.
All right, so who's your second that you have the most confidence in of those three?
Second, I think it's Casey Mize.
Mize. And then the third last is Jobe, just because he's a rookie.
Because he is a rookie. Okay. And I don't know how many games he's going to be up here. He's going to be on a very strict.
Don't say that.
He's going to be on a very strict pitch count.
Don't say that. Okay. I don't want to believe that.
Okay.
It is going to piss you off, though, when Jackson Jobe is dealing in a game in April and he's at about 74 pitches in the fifth inning. And they don't let him come back in the sixth.
Right.
It's going to make you so angry. At least it's going to make me angry. So 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Of the three studs in the spring, Mize, Jobe, Torque, who do you have the most faith that he continues it? And then do you choose to believe the positive or the negative about this team as we approach opening day, which is later on today in Dodger Stadium? Well, to get to your calls next, Kenny's got some ticket text, 97-1 the ticket. All righty, 97-1 the ticket. The Valeni and Rico show, Mike Beck next week. Talking about the Tigers, of the three dudes that had really impressive springs, Mize, Torque, and Jobe, which one is the most likely to continue that into the regular season? And where are you on this baseball team? Do you choose to believe the positives or do you choose to believe the negatives? And there's a whole lot of both. You want to take a couple calls, get some ticket texts, and then we got to dive into the lineup. I know Jeremy just read it, but I stepped out.
Right. I'm like, where are you going? You've been anticipating hearing this lineup for hours.
Well, Mark Ryan was in here. I needed to tell him something that he had a question on. So I decided to do that. Then I realized I missed the freaking lineup. All right, here's the lineup, okay? Do you want to do this very quickly before the phones?
Rieger, we've already done.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah.
Fine. Cameron in Sterling Heights, you're on the ticket. What's up, Cameron? How are you, bud?
Cameron. Wow, I was not expecting that drop.
What's up? What's up, Cameron?
I'll answer your most recent question first. And I think Torch is going to be the one who succeeds the most in the year. I feel like he's got that swagger back, to quote the De La Salle football team from a couple of years ago. And to answer your earlier question, I know it sounds pessimistic, but ultimately it's realistic. I unfortunately have to focus on the negatives here. You know, it's, you can't expect lightning to strike twice in terms of the chaos, if you will. And with the injuries and everything, and the fact that I'm a little pessimistic on the Parker Meadows timeline to come back, I just don't really see a path to even 500 this year.
Cameron, I don't disagree with you. I don't. Like, if I'm choosing to believe the negativity or the positivity, I'm probably going negativity. And I'm just perusing this lineup, Rico. I'm just perusing this lineup, and it makes me angry. The whole freaking thing makes me angry. Like, you got Margot in right field against the lefty Snell. Why? Because they'll never let Kerry Carpenter play against the freaking lefty. And I know what they'll say. Don't worry. Carpenter will be inserted later in the game. That's what they'll tell you. That annoys the crap out of me. Ryan Kreidler, he's your starting center fielder. Ryan Kreidler, who has played 3 innings in his major league career at center, 20 games his entire career at center, he's your starting center fielder. That dude's your starting center fielder. That's even before you get to whatever. Abanez is at third. He's a lefty killer, so I got no issue with that. But he's leading off, and then Torque is DHing, and oh, good old Javi. Javi's at shortstop. Yay! All right! And we all thought he was done. Like, just looking at the lineup, it makes me angry. It does. And it's too early to be angry. I'm sorry. What is that from, by the way? Sounds like a ghost.
The ape from Planet of the Apes.
Okay. Ghost. Whatever. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Phil on a cell. You're on the ticket. Hey, Phil. How are you, bud?
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
I'm not great. Sorry, Phil. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that I have to believe the negativity. I cannot take this Tigers team seriously when they're trotting out Javier Baez, Spencer Torkelson, and Ryan Kreidler.
That's right.
Who can't even hit his weight hardly. Are you kidding me? This is the major leagues, and that's who we have as our starting center fielder
on most days.
Day.
Yes. No, Phil, nobody else can play center. Margot can't play center. He's too old for that. Riley Green, they won't let play center. So you're stuck with Ryan Kreidler. And by the way, if he plays a pristine center field, because it's one of those positions, you're okay with the fact that he can't hit. But it's the double negative. He can't hit, and he's never played center field before, ever.
I about fell over when I read the story in the Free Press last night that's from Evan Petzl that says that's where a center fielder is. And I understand the injuries, but come on, seriously?
Phil, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's. I don't want to say it's embarrassing because it's too early to call it embarrassing. You have to see it not work to say something like that. But come on, this is discouraging. And I know they said last night it was going to happen, but this is their solution. They did nothing in the offseason.
So, Rieger, let me ask you this question.
What? Ask me.
Is there anything or anything that the Tigers can do? Or is there any person that could change your outlook?
Yeah, they just got to win.
And make you start seeing things positive?
Prove me wrong.
Is there one person?
Yeah.
Because like I said, that's like, I look at, to me, it's Torque. Like,
okay, I agree with you.
He's batting fourth. They're going to ride the hot hand. Let's see what he can do. And maybe. But I understand why people feel this way because it almost feels like the team was ill-prepared for the start of the season. Like,
yes,
the start of the season snuck up on them. Like, wait.
Whoa,
we don't have 2 more months?
What the hell are you talking about?
What do you mean it starts tomorrow?
I just bought a house in Lakeland.
Oh, my God. Hey, can we get, Scoobs, can you do this video for us real quick?
248-539-9797. Listen, if you want to comment on Rico's question of the three spring training succeeders, you know, whether it be Torkermaz or, of course, Jobe, which one do you believe in the most? Feel free. But when I see this lineup, it's almost like, what are you most angry about? It really drives me crazy that Ryan Kreidler is your starting center fielder.
You know what's funny is, and I'm not saying trying to compare them to the Dodgers, but I just pulled up the Dodgers starting lineup.
Don't do that.
And it just made me all kinds of sad.
Oh, I just did this too. Doom scrolled
their lineup. Ohtani, Betts, Teoscar, Freeman, and Tommy Edman are their top five hitters. Tommy Edman is five. Tommy Edman last year, I think, was leading off for St. Louis. Leading off. He's their number five hitter. And to answer Rico's question, I got Jackson Jobe as my guy. Because I think we haven't seen... The other two are believe it when I see it. I pulled up this lineup just to make myself, I guess, miserable. I think you do similar things, Jeff.
Oh, my goodness.
And Max Muncy batting...
Batting seventh.
That's where Javi bats for us, by the way.
At least he's a legitimate third baseman.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Baez, he had a 502 OPS. Like, does it, what makes you more angry? Okay, both of you guys. What makes you more angry? That Javi Baez, a year after we were certain he was gone, okay? Javi Baez got put on the 60-day IL after that game against the Cubs. They then proceeded to go 24-10 without him and make the playoffs in a remarkable fashion. And then you bring Baez back, and not only do you bring him back, you're like, hey, you're starting shortstop. You might play a little center field. You might play third base. So you got Baez today. You're starting shortstop. You have Ryan Kreidler, your starting center fielder. And it drives me crazy that Gleyber Torres won't play third base. He's an awful second baseman. Like, of those three, which one makes you the angriest? Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
How about just across the board?
I don't want to be like this. I want to be happy. It's opening day. We should be positive. We should be like, we're all behind our baseball team. Go get them, Tigers. World Series. I want to do that. Like, is this lineup not infuriating? We knew it was coming.
No, Rieger, it is, but you knew it was coming. You knew that there wasn't anything that was going to change in the last 24 hours. We knew what this is going to be.
Whatever.
And guess what? There's going to be a time where all of a sudden you're going to see Javi out in center field. It's going to happen.
Okay, here's all I want. Here's all I want, because sometimes I have a tendency to overreact. I know. All I want, and I know we got something coming up with college basketball related next segment, but all I want is like seven calls. Do you have a right to be angry about this? Do you have a right to be infuriated or angry, or am I overreacting and being a drama queen and just being a diva and being whiny little bitch? I mean, you could say that too. But this is a lot.
It is.
Especially after you made the playoffs. 97 won the ticket.
Did the reality just kick in right now for you?
I guess. Okay. I mean, just seeing it written out.
Okay.
Seeing it written like just, yeah. I mean, somebody just says Rieger spitting anger and outrage left and right over the Tigers lineup. Perfect fill-in for Mike today.
I'm shocked that you're shocked.
I know. You knew. I was hoping they made a trade overnight. And I just like, oh, Jose Iglesias is the third base. What,
Rieger,
okay, I'll take him. And you get his new single, too? What? Nice. 97 won the ticket. All righty, 97 won the ticket. We have the Tigers lineup for you. I asked the question, am I just being a little whiny bitch? Or maybe there's some point I have. This is an embarrassing lineup. Ryan Kreidler is your starting center fielder. Javi Baez is your starting shortstop. And you get Manuel Margot in right field because we know Kerry Carpenter can't hit lefties. Or at least that's what they want you to believe. So let's get some ticket texts. Let's get some calls in the mix. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. You heard the lineup. We'll give it to you again. I mean, is it infuriating, or maybe it's just me? Maybe I'm off.
There's a little bit of Kreidler positivity coming through on the ticket text. If Kreidler can give us some hits, we may be pleasantly surprised with him.
They do like him. I mean, they said he plays a good center field.
Kreidler will play above average defense, Rieger, and you know it. Knock it off.
Do you know that, Kenny?
I don't know that. Do you know that?
Do you know that, Rico?
I don't know that as well.
How does he know that?
I don't know. I would like to know. Text back, please. I would love to hear.
What are your stats? Dude has played three innings of center field in Major League Baseball. 20 games in the minors. He's not a center fielder. He's an infielder, but they believe that ability could make him a good center fielder, I guess.
Dude, Rieger, I want to know if you take this as a compliment or an insult.
Okay.
You're a whiny bitch, Rieger, but you're right.
I'd rather be right, so totally compliment.
All right.
Yeah, that's actually one of the better ticket texts they've ever got in radio.
At least it was a compliment in there somewhere.
Was it, though?
And one more?
We have pitching in spades. Give me Tigers winning the Central.
Okay. And maybe, listen, if that's what you're counting on, pitching was great last year. Will it continue to be as great? Will Scooble be as great? Do you worry about Flaherty in the back? Will Reese be fully healthy after the injury and back to normal? Like, there's a lot of ifs there. Let's go to Jason in Royal Oak. You're on the ticket. What's up, Jason? How are you, bud?
Hey, Rieger. Nice. Thank you for taking me on, man.
Thanks for calling.
You asked for seven calls, so I guess I'm one of the calls. You're not a whiny bitch, in my opinion. You're a pragmatic realist. As far as stringing together good at-bats, we're going to have problems again this year, just like last year. You know, it's very problematic and it's very worrisome. And defensively, in the field, yes, I am worried. So you are not a whiny bitch. You're a pragmatic realist. But I am still very optimistic about the Tigers. They're going to be winning 87-plus games this year. Go Tigers.
Jason, do you believe what you're saying right now? Because you laughed afterwards.
I'm autistic. That's why I'm laughing. I swear to God I believe it. And I put money on them already to win the American League crown.
Okay. All right. Well, Jason, I hope you're right. I really hope you're right, my man. And thank you for the call.
Take care, guys. Love you.
Right. Love you, too. Bye. So there you go. I mean, listen, we can hear some more ticket texts. We can move on. The lineup's out. I can't get past it, Rico. I knew it was coming, and I can't get past it. You know what it's like? It's almost like,
I can't believe this outrage that you have. Because I'm like, is this real? Folks, it's real. He's angry. I don't know why Rieger is angry right now, but he's angry.
Why? Because I should have realized it was happening last night when Scott Harris said we expect Ryan Crosby to be our center fielder.
You should have realized this was happening all spring. Nothing's changed. What did you expect to happen in 24 hours?
I was expecting. What
did you
think
did you get caught up in that whole Scooble video?
I don't know. I was hoping Michael Jack Schmidt came out of retirement and maybe lined up at third base. I have no idea. Here's the lineup again in case you missed it. Ibañez leading off tonight, playing third base. Okay, whatever. Not a great leadoff guy, but against the lefty and Snell, you're cool with it. Gleyber Torres hitting second. Good bat. Playing second base. Not a good defensive second baseman. Riley Green playing left field. A lot of people want him to play center field. He's your third hitter, batting third. Torque, cleanup, DH. You're good with that. I got no issue with that. Margot in right field, hitting fifth. Colt Keith hitting sixth, playing first base. So the Colt Keith first base experiment officially begins. Javier Baez starting at short, hitting seventh. That they're hitting 184 in the spring. Jake Rogers, we like Jake in the mustache.
Right.
And then Ryan Kreidler, center field, ninth. So there you go.
A lot of people on the text agreeing with you guys about Kerry Carpenter. A lot of vitriol about him not even being in the lineup. Agree, Rieger. Why is Carpenter our best power hitter and playoff hero not in the lineup on opening day? Bat him eighth or ninth if you have to. What a terrible message to send.
Well, you know what they're going to say, though. Just because he doesn't start the game, AJ says this all the time. He likes not playing Kerry Carpenter against left-handers simply because eventually, in a big moment potentially, a righty will get in the game and he's going to be able to bring up Kerry Bonds to pinch hit. So that's what they'll tell you. Now, what I would say is it almost marginalizes him. Like he is, like that text said, your best hitter, or at least one of your best hitters.
Right.
So he should get four at-bats a game. He should be hitting third at worst and get four bats a game. Now, they see things differently. They're going to go with this chaos thing, and it is what it is. But the whole situation, it just kind of hit me. You know what it's like, Rico? It's like when you take your car. Now, I have electric cars, so I don't worry about this. But you take your car, you hear all kinds of really bad sounds. You're like, oh, this costs a lot. This could cost a lot. My brakes are shot. My transmission blows. This could cost a lot. You never know what a lot is, though. You're just like dusting off the old credit card. Then you get to the mechanic, and they run down the list of what's wrong with your car. They're like, to fix it up today, only going to cost you $3,500. And then you faint, and you have to be resuscitated, and then you faint again because you don't have $3,500. That's what this feels like. When it finally hits you in the face because baseball is in 3 hours, it is overwhelming to look at this lineup and say, made the playoffs, how the F are we here?
So you're not having that positive outlook on the team anymore?
That's dead.
So, you know, I do have a question. You're driving your electric car?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I still have it. I'm not selling it, even though people don't like Musk. I thought that was the question. I'm not buying a bumper sticker either.
What's the pedal next to the brake called?
Accelerator.
Okay.
Yeah, why?
Because it's like you don't give it gas because there's...
Well, you accelerate.
Because most people call it the gas pedal.
Yeah, no, the accelerator.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the...
I'm just curious.
I got the EV lingo down.
Be curious.
Right.
That's what you're doing.
Here's the other thing. Like, I every time I see a Tesla, I got the lowest price Tesla, but every time I see a Tesla on the road, you know what I've noticed lately? Is it's a bumper sticker apologizing to people that they're driving a Tesla. The dumbest thing I've ever seen, ever. It's I'm sorry. I know you want me to sell my car because you don't like the guy who's in charge of the car, but I'm not going to sell my car. So I'm just going to buy this little sticker and I'm going to appease you. Is that not the dumbest thing ever? Like, I hear people driving, they're driving apology letters. Like, sorry you don't like my vehicle. You don't see that with any other car. I'm not buying one. Plus, they're expensive. It's like $15 on Amazon.
Or you can just get a real car.
It's a real
248-539-9797.
Pretty sure you said you wanted one at one point.
At one point, not a Tesla.
97 on the ticket.